Hello and welcome to the Blue Toon Podcast, your weekly unofficial podcast dedicated to all things Peterhead FC. The Blue Toon Podcast is in association with Marcos Chipper. You can see all of Marcos Chipper's offers on the Facebook page, including his daily and weekly offers. I'm Colin Byers, and alongside me, giving his usual unique insight, is Martin Smith. Martin, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Yourself?
I'm all right. Aye. Did you get swept away with election fever last week then?
Yeah, it certainly made for an interesting week across the country, didn't it?
It was very interesting. Slightly unique one for us, being a winter election. First time in our lifetimes it's happened.
So, certainly is, yeah.
Hopefully we don't have another one for a couple of years anyway, because I think we've had enough with elections for just now. Anyway, that's enough politics for us. Let's get to why we're here, and that is Peterhead FC. So news slightly away from home last week was the confirmation that David McCracken and Lee Miller were appointed as managers at Falkirk. I guess we shouldn't be too surprised that that's happened, considering they're unbeaten in four.
No, first of all, congratulations to them both on getting the permanent job. Doesn't come as a surprise, like you said, they're unbeaten in four. I think it was an opportunity that both of them jumped at when they were given it, and wish them all the best.
We do indeed, but not at the beginning of January, as we said last week, because obviously they're coming back up here. I'm sure they'll get he'll get a warm reception when he comes up. It does, however, leave a little bit of a gap in Peterhead's coaching roles. We assume that Jim has an idea of who he wants to bring in or how he wants to go about with it. Perhaps maybe another player coach role. Anybody at the club at the moment you think could step in?
From my own personal thoughts, I think it might be a role that could interest the likes of Rory McAllister or Derek Lyle, given that they're at an age now with a wealth of experience. It could be something that could be valuable to pass on to younger players in the club.
And I said guys like that as well, but it's always interesting to see anybody kind of does step up, and what kind of coach that they're going to be long term as well. David, obviously being a defender, maybe more defensive minded, maybe he might bring in a bit of an all rounder or more attacking coach perhaps instead.
Yeah, I think with the sort of budget that Peterhead would be restricted to, I think you're sort of, as you touched on there, looking for maybe a more rounded person who's signed with a bit of knowledge on all fronts.
Yeah, so we'll wait and see, but hopefully Jim gets something sorted out sooner rather than later. We'll wait and see. Even if it's a player coach role to the end of the season, who knows, but we'll wait and see. So anyway, that brings us to last weekend's game away to Airdrie. And one thing that we'd mentioned a few times already this season is not conceding an early goal. And that's exactly what they did after 5 minutes. Having said that, though, the game as a whole was fairly even. You wouldn't have sort of predicted which one was higher in the league than the other one, really, would you?
No, on the balance of 90 minutes, I didn't think there was too much in the game. I just think that Airdrie maybe created the better opportunities, and also they took two of theirs. As you touched on a second ago, we do seem to concede a lot of early goals when we go away from home. It's maybe something that going forward we need to be better prepared for, better equipped. We've spoken before that the first 15-20 minutes away from home is crucial. You don't want to give the opposition any inkling of any weakness, and we seem to do it quite a lot. You know, we've done it at Falkirk, Raith, and obviously now against Airdrie as well. So it's disappointing that we're the start of the game we seem to concede and look a bit shaky early on.
And the goal itself after 5 minutes, it was a pretty poor one to concede. It came from a free kick that, or a corner that from the free kick wasn't cleared properly, and then they go and get a free header. It just seemed a bit of a scrappy kind of goal to concede, considering that we've looked pretty solid in the last few games at the back.
Yeah, we've looked actually pretty good in defence last couple of weeks, but that one chance early on in the game, like you said, it's a ball commenced like a floated header, and it's we didn't seem to react quick enough. Dare I say it, we're sort of ball watching a wee bit. We're attracted to the ball, they're watching it, and then the second ball it's come down, and Gallagher's the first to react, a player that we picked up on last week, how crucial he would be in his goals. So yeah, disappointing, especially so early in the game.
And it's disappointing from a defensive point of view, because if you look at the goal, Hooper just doesn't get himself close enough to for Dice. You want your defenders in that kind of scenario to be touch tight.
Yes,
is the phrase, and he just allows for Dice to get that extra 2-3 yards on him, and he gets up above him so high, and it's an easy header. Just he's knocking it back across goal. I don't know if he's actually going for a goal, but he knocks it into an area. And of course, we've got somebody like Gallagher there. He's going to snap that.
He's a natural finisher.
Yeah,
natural finisher.
Fleming. Maybe feel a bit disappointing getting beaten at his near post. It did come off the post and off his back, right enough. Could you have maybe reacted a little bit quicker?
Yeah, perhaps. I think it's one of them things. It's a split second. He's maybe unsighted by the defenders and the striker as well. I don't think there's too much blame on Greg Fleming. I'm more disappointed with the reaction to the second ball coming into the box.
And there was a reaction by our player, which is Jack Leach, but that was after Gallagher took a shot, and he tried to clear it off the line. Now, I think not the whole of the ball was over the line, and it was difficult for the referee to see. I think the referee looks at his linesman, and the linesman gives it. But from what we've seen, and it doesn't look as though it's not conclusive that it was whole of the ball was over the line.
No, there's certainly an argument to say that the whole of the ball hasn't crossed the line. However, we've got to trust the Scottish officials. That's now a phrase I will say too often, but we've got to trust that the linesman, he's in a good position to see it, and you'd like to think that he has called it on the basis that he knows that the whole ball is over the line. So we'll have to take his...
Have you been on the Christmas show earlier? Perhaps,
yeah.
So straight after that, though, there was a bit of a reaction for the boys, which we may have not seen in previous months. Jack Leach and Jason Bowen both had headers. Might have done better with them straight after the goal.
Yeah, I think more so with Jack Leach's chance. It's maybe one of them. He's got up too well and he sort of headered it. You know, it's gone clean over the bar. But on the flip side of that, there was the crosses come in, and as well as Jack Leach, there's another two players in the box as well. We've maybe been critical of that in the past, where we haven't got men forward in the right position. So it was good that obviously there was a reaction, but the fact that, you know, there's a ball come in and there's three players attacking it as well, so it was good to see.
And it's one of those scenarios where, again, against a team like Ayrshire, if you don't take your chances, they're going to punish you. And soon after that, they go up to the other end of the pitch and they get a penalty. Now, I don't know how many times now have we discussed a dubious penalty this season, because I'm starting to lose count. We've seen it. We still don't again really how he can give it, because if he's going to give that, as we've said before, if he's going to give that one as a penalty, then he's going to have to give everyone a penalty, because it just seems to be that he's forgotten that it's a contact sport, really.
Yeah, we seen it first of all, and we were sort of very confused as to why a penalty was given. We've watched it back two or three times. I still don't see too much wrong with it. You know, like as you said, it's a contact sport. There's going to be jostling, but if you're given that as a penalty, you're given about, you know, you're given about 10 a game. Every time there's a corner, there is some sort of contact. There's pushing. That's never a penalty.
I think it was the one down at Falkirk, and you'd said it was a home penalty.
Yeah,
that's another one. It's exactly the same thing. If that happens in the away, for the away team, I should say, he's not given that.
No, not a chance.
And then to cap it off, he then goes and books Jason Brown for it as well.
I think he was, you know, really surprised as well. You see his reaction after the penalty. He's given, his arms are sort of out by his side. He's asking the question, what is, but the referee, straight away, he's pointing to the penalty spot, he's running over, and he couldn't wait to book Jason Brown for whatever reason. Yeah, Scottish referees, say no more.
Yeah, that's it. And the penalty itself was a fairly good finish. But again, Fleming's got his hand to it.
He's unlucky.
He's really disappointed. He doesn't get a stronger hand on it, maybe, and tip it around the post. Because we said before, he's got a really good record with penalties. He seems to know
how they're
going to be taken. So he's just disappointed. He might look at this back at this game and think he could have maybe done better. If that's a poor game for him, then I'm glad it's out the way, because he's been really good all season for us.
He had a couple of good saves throughout the game.
Yeah.
Like you said, so if that is a poor game for him, we've got a very good keeper. And like you said, he does his homework really well, and he sort of knows where a player's going to go with a penalty.
Yeah. But then, of course, Scott Brown gets his back into the game just before half-time. Crucially, just before half-time, because I think if you go in 2-0 down, it's a bit more of a golf. But it was a really good finish, again, by Scott.
Oh, brilliant finish. I was really impressed with that one. It's so easy. Just on the half volley, just bounces ever so slightly before he makes contact. So easy to blast that well over the bar. He's got his body over it, and yeah, really good effort and good finish from him.
And if there was any sort of doubts with Airdrie's one being over the line, I don't think there's any doubts with his one being definitely over the line. It looked well over the line from lower vantage point. Anyway.
Yes.
We're not going to try and take that one away from him. But second half was a little bit more sedated. I felt. Than it was the first half. It wasn't as much sort of clear cut chances.
No, it was a wee bit of scrappy. I think either team really got much control of the ball in the second half, and that sort of led to the game. They petered out, but you know, you could just sense that they weren't going to really get back into the game at 2-1.
If you've got an early goal. It's easy to say, of course, an early goal in the second half, I think you probably would have felt it was a chance to go in and win it. Because Airdrie didn't look particularly good for being a team that were top of the table up until recently.
No, it's a wee bit like when we went down to Clyde. You felt that once you got your noses in front, they were going to struggle. And I felt, like you just said there, if we had gotten back to 2-2, the ascendancy would have been with us and we could have potentially gone on and gotten the win. Not to be, and I think that sort of summed up the game with the second half. It sort of petered out, and nobody really wanted to commit too much. I think we're maybe waiting in the last 20 minutes, 15 minutes, and maybe hit them on the counter, maybe try to cause a bit of doubt in their mind, but you know, it didn't happen.
There are a couple of free kicks for Fraser and McAllister, I think, towards the end of the game, but that was pretty much it, done and dusted. Fraser's one was. It's a fair hit.
Just whistled past the post.
McAllister's one was slightly high. But it was a strange one because in recent weeks, we've looked sort of good at the back and maybe struggled a little bit up front. Whereas this time I felt we looked good going forward. We were attacking the numbers, but yet for some strange reason, we looked at all at sixes and sevens slightly. As if the back four hadn't actually played with each other before, which was strange because, as I said, they've looked good in the last few weeks.
Yeah, it was very strange to watch it. More so, again, we keep going back to the second half, but the bouncing balls, that seemed to be my concern. Balls come out of the box, and we seem to be watching it, and we watch it bounce. You know, you're taught as a youngster, you go and meet the ball and put it back to where it came from or hit it clear. We seem to struggle to do that for whatever reason in the second half, and I think Airdrie had a chance as well that led because the ball's bounced twice in our own box. So that's disappointing. We've got to be switched on and, you know, go and meet that ball if it's coming in from a distance and get rid of it.
Especially with a plastic pitch as well, because that ball's going to bounce much higher and yeah. Much more unrealistic. I know it's, all these 3D pitches are supposed to be quite realistic and much like grass, but they will bounce slightly different, so you want to get and attack those balls as quickly as they can. But yeah, it just seemed a strange kind of one for a back four that's been playing for the last 2-3 games now. It did seem a little bit strange. Hooper, I felt in particular, was slightly off his game. Ferguson was probably the better of the four, as we say.
Yeah.
But for some reason, there was just an all round off game for them all, and hopefully that doesn't sort of continue.
Yeah, hopefully it's out of the system and we can sort of focus on the next couple of games that's coming up. Because we've got a tough couple of games coming up, so if it's out of the system now, then that can be a good thing.
Yeah, and they're at home as well, so maybe that would be the more beneficial to us, I should say. Because a busy festive period. And speaking of the festive period, we're going to have a slight change in schedule for the next couple of weeks. We didn't want them to be putting out our new episodes on Christmas Eve and Hogmanay because we've got better things to do than do that. So next week's episode will be slightly earlier. So just keep an eye out for that on our social media as and when that will be. It'll probably be, it will definitely won't be the Tuesday, but it's more likely it'll be probably the Sunday or the Monday, so keep an eye on that. And with the new year coming up, Martin, you've got something for us to look forward to?
Yeah, we're actually wanting you guys to get in touch with us, comment on the Facebook link and on Twitter. We want to know your New Year's resolution for yourself personally, but maybe more inclined to go for Peterhead or what you want to see from a player. Yeah, generally what you want to see from Peterhead in 2020, whether it be a particular signing or maybe a player going out on loan for development, or whether it just is a case of simply staying up in the division. Could we go for promotion playoffs? Maybe a bit ambitious, but we want you to get in touch. You can let us know on the Facebook link. We're also on Twitter at @toon_blue, or you can email in at the bluetoonpodcast@outlook.com.
And we'll put those put the email address out on our links as well once this is uploaded. At some point as well, as I said, it could be individual players, it could be for the club as a whole. So if there's anything you want to see happening for a player or for the club, let us know. Off the top of your head, you got any that you want to mention?
I want to see Rory McAllister have a better second part of the season than the first part. I think injuries haven't helped much start this season, so hopefully going into the new year he can find that form that he had in League 2.
And maybe hit that 2-1 a goal mark.
Yes, and hopefully pushes up the league.
Yeah.
And off the top of your head, have you anything?
Well, just because for he's regarded as one of the better looking players in the squad. You never know. You might get to see Jack Leach on the cover of GQ magazine or something like that. Anything like that is what we're looking for. Try and make it as funnier as you can, and we'll read out the best ones in a couple of weeks. We'll do that just after the new year, so we've plenty of time for you to think about them. So the first game before the new year period is this coming week. East Fife at home, back at home again. We're expecting a tight game, I would say, this time round.
Yeah, I think we say it most weeks, expecting a tight game, and this one will be no different. We drew them 1-1 last time. I know there's a big points difference there, sitting third on the table, but I don't think there's actually too much between the teams. We played pretty well down at East Fife last time. So, yeah, I would be anticipating a tricky game, but one that I'm confident that we can get 3 points. I know that's maybe slightly bizarre after the comments that we've just said in the Airdrie about struggling defensively, but I do think we can get a positive result on Saturday.
And we've said before, but it seems to be that when a team hits the top of this league, they seem to struggle. East Fife were top, and they've kind of struggled a little bit. They've got no wins in three, no goals in three, and they've only got 8 goals in 9. 4 of which was against Dumbarton. So they're struggling a little bit for goals, but they aren't really conceding either, which could be to our advantage, particularly at home.
Yeah, so it's one of them games where you don't want to give them an early chance. An early goal. If they're struggling to score, then the longer you keep it at 0-0 or go ahead yourself, the better. So I don't want to see any sloppiness at the back. I want to keep it nice and tight.
It was 1-1 the last time. Lyle was it got the goal, so I'd expect us to go and take the game to them, because there's no reason why we shouldn't, particularly at home. As I said, they haven't scored in three, which is really really poor considering the players that they've got.
Yeah,
and they should be doing better, especially with a manager, a young manager like Darren Young. He'll probably feel as though they should be doing better. I'd be pretty hopeful about this game, and bargaining 3 points in this one, and then going on to the next home game and bargaining 3 points there as well.
Yeah, one result can fairly, start a run of a couple of games. We've seen that in the last month or so. As you said, East Fife are struggling a wee bit, so confidence for them's not exactly got to be sky high. first 15-20 minutes, I think, of this game will be really crucial. You don't want to get a pattern of a game where it just fizzles out to nothing or a 0-0 or whatever. You want to take the game, as you said, to East Fife, be on the ascendancy and try and make that early mark in the game with an early goal.
He didn't change the team for the game against Airdrie, so dare we say he's going to keep it again 3 games in a row?
Unheard of.
Unheard of.
Unheard of for Jim.
This season anyway. The only change that you'd probably anticipate would be bringing back Gary Fraser into the starting lineup.
Yeah, I think we've said in the last couple of weeks, if you've got Ferry, Brown and Fraser available to you, they play. So yeah, I would think you'd come back into the side.
Then you're sacrificing one of the guys there. You're either sacrificing Leach, Smith, or maybe possibly Conroy. As well, but he's been playing particularly well as well. So
for me, I think Smith would drop back to the bench. I think Conroy's been in really good form. Jack Leach is he's a player that can create that yard of space and make something out of nothing. And linking up with Conroy is pretty good. So I would think for me, Aidan Smith would drop back to the bench.
There was an interesting article about Conroy. Martinelli said that he's predominantly played left midfield all of his career, but he's moving more into a central role. We've got an abundance of central midfield players, but yeah, he seems to be adapting well to that role and seems to be, I wouldn't say the first name on the team sheet just recently, but he's certainly getting there by the looks of it.
Yeah, when he first came in, he sort of struggled. Match fitness wasn't quite there as well. Took a lot of time to get into the squad and get his name on the team sheet, but since in the last month or so, he's certainly, like you said, been one of the first names that Jim would pick. In that role,
and he's got a reputation for free kicks as well. So we've got some really good free kick specialists now as well. So we'll wait and see what happens on Saturday. I'm pretty confident, and I'm going to stick my neck out. I'm going to go with 2-0.
I think 2-1. I think we will concede. Yeah,
just another penalty, perhaps.
You never put nine past Scottish referees. But yeah, just looked at a wee bit of shaky against Airdrie. I'm hoping that was just a one-off and it's out of the system. But yeah. Hey, as long as we get 3 points.
3 points is what we're in just before Christmas would be an excellent way to start off the festive period. Anyway, so that'll do it for us for another week then here on the Blue Team Podcast. We'd like to thank you for listening, as always. And we much appreciate your feedback. Let us know again anything about your New Year's resolutions for the club and any players, etc. We'd like also to thank our sponsor, Marco's Chipper. And I'd like to thank Martin again for his insights. And finally, we'll see you all again next week. Cheers, bye.